This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump late on Friday hailed what he termed a medical miracle. The immediate but extremely limited availability of a coronavirus vaccine less than a year after the first cases of COVID-19 were reported in the United States. In a video message posted on Twitter, Mr. Trump said the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved for emergency use, will be administered within 24 hours, in his words, and will be, quote, free for all Americans. There was no immediate reaction from President-elect Joe Biden, who earlier this week promised that 100 million vaccine doses would be administered in the first 100 days of his administration. Mr. Biden will be sworn in on January 20th. The United States was not alone in approving the emergency use of a coronavirus vaccine on Friday. Mexico also authorized the vaccine produced by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Mexico joins Britain, Bahrain, Canada, and Saudi Arabia, as well as the United States. Mexican Assistant Health Secretary and epidemiologist Hugo López-Gatell called the vaccine and approval a reason for hope. Reuters reports Mexico signed an agreement with Pfizer to acquire 34 million doses of the vaccine, with the first batch expected later this month. Mexico has recorded 1.2 million COVID-19 cases and 113,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The vaccine's approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration comes as the coronavirus is surging in the United States and many other countries. Johns Hopkins University calculates the U.S. has 15.8 million of the world's more than 71 million COVID infections. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says 10 rockets struck the Afghan capital on Saturday, killing one person and wounding two. It was the second such attack in Kabul in less than a month. An Interior Ministry spokesman said three rockets landed near Kabul airport and seven in residential areas, leaving one civilian dead and two wounded. No group has claimed the attack so far. The Taliban has denied any involvement. The Taliban condemned the raid as a violation of a February pact with the United States. Saturday's barrage was the second such attack on Kabul in less than a month. On November 21st, eight people were killed when 23 rockets hit the capital in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, with several deadly attacks carried out in Kabul, despite the Taliban and the government engaging in peace talks since September 12th. Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai has appeared in court on Saturday to face charges under the city's national security law. The 73-year-old has been accused of colluding with foreign forces, according to his Apple Daily newspaper on Friday. The paper cited a police source. Lai is an outspoken critic of Beijing. He's currently the highest-profile person to have been charged under the new law, which was placed on the city by China's national government in June. The security law punishes what Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. It can be punished with a sentence up to life in prison. Western governments and human rights groups have condemned the law as a tool to crush dissent. Chinese authorities claim it covers holes in national security defenses. Hong Kong police did not immediately respond to a request for comment. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday there's a strong possibility that talks on a post-Brexit trade agreement with the European Union will end without a deal. The two sides have given themselves until Sunday to unlock their gridlocked trade talks. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says big gaps remain before a deal can be agreed with Britain. Both told their citizens to brace for a New Year's shock as trade between the UK and the European mainland could face its biggest upheaval in almost a half century. Meanwhile, negotiators are trying to find a belated breakthrough in technical talks, where their leaders failed three times in political discussions over the past week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.